Hello, and welcome to the Patterson Dental Podcast, a podcast where we discuss current events in the dental industry, highlight Patterson Dental priorities, and share insights on how to help our valued customers. My name is Leslie Ricken, Sales Training Manager here at Patterson Dental and host for the Patterson Dental Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Episode, we'll be chatting with another one of our strategic partners from the Business Services Navigate program. From the Optimize pillar, we welcome Dr. Joshua Gandea from Doctors Internet. We're excited to hear insight and expertise from Dr. Josh on how their company solves marketing challenges for dentists, something we know is becoming more of a need than a want in today's world of never-ending consumer options. I must admit, Dr. Josh, that dentistry is not the first industry that comes to my mind when somebody brings up marketing. How did you discover the gap that doctors have when it comes to targeting patients and patient retention?
That's something that came into me because I was a practicing dentist. I had four dental practices with my partners in New York City. About 15, 16 years ago, we realized that websites would become an important tool to doctors. And we realized that we as dentists had absolutely no idea what we were doing when it came to marketing. We're wonderful at, you know, getting patient referrals, all that kind of stuff. When it came to modern technology in terms of getting new patients into the practice, we had no idea. And when we first started, we went to the existing, you know, dental website companies out there. They really had no idea about what dentistry was. They had no idea about what a dental practice was. They made us do all the work. They charged us a lot of money. It wasn't very successful. So we said, you know what? We want to do this for our practices ourselves. So we knew a couple of people in the website design business. And we said, hey, can we build these websites on our own? And they said, sure you can. So we developed them and we came up with this brainstorm that, hey, it's easy enough to develop for our practices. Let's do it for friends and neighbors. Friends and neighbors worked very nice. And we said, great idea. Here's an idea for a great budding business where we're going to be dental website designers. This is before marketing was really very important. And it was really just important that you had a website. So we figured it was going to be a pretty simple business. We build websites. We would build them free of charge for doctors. We charge them a maintenance fee. And that was the business concept that we were going to have, is we're going to maintain these dental websites for them on a very inexpensive basis. A couple of years later, the smartphone came out. And all of a sudden, marketing became important, getting to the top of search and all those kinds of things. But that's the history of how we came to be. We had to develop all those skills as well.
That's kind of a true American dream story, if you ask me. You just throw it at the wall, see if it sticks, and it sounds like it stuck. So that's great.
Pretty much my life story, yes. That's what it is.
Now, you mentioned dentists don't really know a lot about marketing, so clearly they've got some challenges in the marketing space. What specifically does Doctors Internet do to help overcome some of those challenges?
Well, the first thing we have to do is explain to our doctors, because, again, as dentists, we're tremendously wonderful healthcare professionals, but we really, when it comes to business, we really lack the skills and the training to really run business as well. And marketing is even, as little as we know about business, we even know less about marketing. So it's really incumbent upon me to explain to them, dentist to dentist, what's important about marketing, what they should be thinking about, what they're doing well, what they're not doing well, and really educate them as to what the marketing needs are of a dental practice and how you can accomplish those marketing. Out of debt. And they want to make $1 million in 25 minutes. And I explained to them that's not really how dental practices work. And I explained to them that, and it's something that we try and educate our doctors on. It's we call our seeds to trees theory, which means that if I drive one patient to your practice and that patient likes you, it's not going to pay off in a month. What's going to happen is this patient likes you, but that patient's coming to you forever. And that's obviously increasing the revenue. But it's not just Mrs. Smith coming to the office, because if Mrs. Smith likes you, she's bringing Mr. Smith to the office and the Smith children to the office. So now you have a family. But not only that, but Mrs. Smith has a neighbor who just moved in, Mrs. Jones. And what's the first question you ask your neighbor when you move into a neighborhood? Hey, do you know a good pediatrician? Do you know a good doctor? Do you know a good dentist? So if you've impressed Mrs. Smith and her family, Mrs. Smith is now going to recommend Mrs. Jones to the family. And Mrs. Jones is going to come and bring Mr. Jones and the Jones children. And this is the seeds to trees theory. So if you get one new patient who never heard about you before from patient referral through the internet, now you've just grown a whole tree of new patients, and it grows geometrically, not arithmetically. So just driving one new patient to a practice is not thinking, oh, I just drove one new patient to a practice. I have to think of this in terms of long-term and building a practice that way.
That is exactly how I found my dentist. Is when we moved into our new house, I asked my sister, I'm like, where do you go? And now, so exactly what you described is, I feel like you had a mirror into when we first moved to our new house. So interesting. It happens all over, it sounds like. So if you think about your perfect client and what that dentist looks like, talk to me about what the profile for that doctor would be. What would make a perfect client for you?
We'll take anybody in the world of dentistry is a good client for us. There are several different models. One is obviously a new guy who's starting out and needs to build a practice. One is someone who's pretty much established but wants to, you know, grow his revenues. And the third is somebody kind of like my age, I hate to say it, but kind of somebody's on the back end of their career. And we need to help them build revenues, because when they're thinking about selling their practice in terms of getting out of their practice, their sales price on their practice is going to be based on their gross. And as we get older, we try and slow down. We go from 5 days to 4 days. We go from 4 days to 3.5 days. And your revenues tend to drop. And when your revenues drop, the price, the equity and value of your practice tends to drop. So it's important we explain to the older dentists as well how important it is to keep up your marketing, to keep up your revenues, and to try and grow your practice even as they're ending their career. So we hit them from all ends. We hit them from when they first start out, the established practices that are trying to grow, and also the older guys who really need to maintain what they're doing, if not grow their practices before they get out.
A lot of folks who are going to be listening to this podcast, they're going to be in their car going from one visit to their customer to another, and a lot of them are very high-performing sales professionals. So hypothetically, if one of them called you today and said, Dr. Josh, I need some coaching on how to talk to my customer about Doctor's Internet, how would you coach them on that?
Okay, so that's a pretty easy question, because one of the first things any of our reps are going to walk into a dental practice and say, hey, doc, how's it going? And the doc's going to say, hey, it's going okay. We dentists are always, you know, pessimistic, but it's always glass half empty. So it's all going okay. I mean, things are okay, but I'd love to get new patients into the practice. I'd love to grow my revenues. So they've already started the conversation. Okay, and as a rep, what I have to do is say, hey, you know what? We just partnered with a great new company, Doctor's Internet. It's run by dentists for dentists. They'll speak your language. Why don't you have a talk with them? They'll run over everything that you're doing. I don't sell. I educate. I did the same thing with my patients. I never said, hey, this is what you have to do. This is what it's going to cost, et cetera, et cetera. We don't do that. Okay, what we do is say, hey, you have to understand the situation. Okay, these are your options. This is where you are. This is where we want to get to. There are several different ways of getting there. And that's how I conduct my conversations with the dentist. And obviously, I can talk their language and they speak mine. When it comes to tech, it goes way over our heads, both on my end and on their end. So we speak simple dentist to dentist language. And I show them where they are. And I don't sell them anything. And I just basically say, hey, this is where you are. This is what you should be looking for. All those kinds of things. We provide these different kinds of services. Let's talk about what fits your practice best. And again, even if they have this conversation with me and they don't want to use our services, they're going to pick up some good pointers, which will help them grow the efficiency of their practice and also grow the revenues in their practice. So I think that even if they don't want to use our services, and most people do, but even if they don't, it's going to be a worthwhile conversation and they'll get some pointers from me, which will be helpful to their practice.
Those are really good tips on how to open up the conversation. So thank you. I noticed that Doctor's Internet has a couple new employees, so that means you're growing, which is fabulous. I'm curious what emerging trends you see in the marketing world, and what are you currently excited about?
Okay, so this is, as much as dentistry is an evolutionary business, marketing is really an evolutionary business. And I lecture about this stuff all over the country, and I say people, come to my lecture every year because it's a totally different lecture. What I said last year isn't true anymore. What I'm saying this year will not be true next year. So obviously AI has been a game changer. AI is both as a diagnostic tool and as an enhancement tool and as a reporting tool has really changed the world we're in. It's changed what Google's looking for. It makes very interesting world here in my office because every day you have to try and figure out what Google's looking for and they change it around all the time. So everything's very evolutionary. There have also been some really cool new tools which have come out, such as retargeting tools, And Meta has some really fascinating tools, which we never would have thought of years ago could even be possible, which are very interesting now. And again, we have to show our doctors all the stuff that's out there and see what fits their world.
How do you see social media playing a role in that, specifically for your clients? How important is it for them to be keeping up on their social media platforms?
Okay, so there are two reasons to use social media in a practice. One, as I tell my doctors all the time, Google has specific requirements for SEO purposes, which will drive them higher organically, which have to be done on a consistent basis. Google wants you to link your sites to Facebook, Instagram, and a thing called Google Posts, and they want to see weekly postings on your website. Now, some staffs get involved, some staffs don't get involved. How important is that piece of social media? Well, to be perfectly honest with you, how many people are seeing those posts? The only people that are seeing those posts are people either, quote, like you, or people happen to be looking at your website. But there are other social media tools which are going to reach out to people who've never heard of you before. And that's my goal. My goal as an internet marketing company is to get most patients to come into your practice, come the way they've always come historically, which is referral by other patients. And I like to say it's about 80%. The whole purpose of internet marketing is to get that extra 20% who never would have heard of you before to find you, to like what they see, and to call your office to come in to do that. And there are a bunch of different social media tools out there. Again, Meta has a brand new tool called Meta Retargeting, which looks for not only people who looked at your site, but people who look like people who looked at your site. And they're going to market to them as well. So it's crazy. And they're developing new stuff all the time. So social media, using YouTube with Google ads, using Reels with Instagram ads, all this stuff is good. All of it's fascinating. All of it's very interesting. And it's all very effective for the most part.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but there's a whole population of people who like to watch the descaling videos that dentists will post sometimes. There's a kind of a weird niche. So that's a good marketing strategy, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure.
Get your patient's permission before you post. Yeah. I am curious. Clearly, you've seen some success and your business has grown. What has been your most memorable success story since Doctors Internet's inception?
Well, I got to tell you, with 2,200 current customers, I like to think we have 2,200 success stories. Okay. I want to talk about, we've grown, we really helped practices grow. I mean, people now want to start multiple practices. We helped them grow from nothing. We've had several success stories. We've had a doctor who we took from office number one, who now have 7 offices. And guys who have, a pediatric, basically a small DSO, which we've grown from nothing to 9 practices. Those are great. Okay, but one of the things, as you can see, I have a podcast as well. Okay, and one of the things we do, it's called the Packed Waiting Room. And what I do is I get my customers to come on, and they talk about fascinating stuff that they do, both in their practice from a dental perspective, but I also want them to talk about what they're doing outside of it. So one of the big successes we've had, I think, okay, and again, this has nothing to do with the success of us marketing, just the success that we get across as dentists, is I have them talk about some of the things they do outside of the practice. So 2 stories which really have sat with me for a long time. I have one of my customers who's the president of the Queens County Dental Society, and they did a oral cancer screening at Citi Field for Mets Braves game. And we really got it out on his website, and we got it out through social media. And they had hundreds and hundreds of people come for the screening, and they actually found, as I understand, a couple of people with early stage oral cancer that they were able to get to who never would have gotten to it otherwise had they not had the screening at Citi Field. We basically saved their lives. Another great story I have is another one which we did on our website, was a doctor who grew up, and he grew up in a very underprivileged area. And every Christmas, they'd struggle getting clothing just to have Christmas for the holidays. And what he did when he became a dentist, and it's kind of a rags to riches kind of story, he built a beautifully successful practice. Every year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, he had this clothing drive in his office. But what he does is he had all people come in, drop off clothes in their office. He boxed them. He drove back to his old neighborhood every year, and he distributes the clothing for Christmas. So to me, these are the kinds of things. It's the stories, again. Dentists are the greatest people in the world, okay? We have bad reputation, as for the general public. But basically, we're really caring individuals. And it's not just, I always tell my people, you want to have a successful practice, treat every patient like they're your mother, okay? And if you do that, you have a successful practice, whether you market it well or whether you don't market it well. Okay. Obviously, marketing is going to help. The more people get into your practice since you're such a wonderful person, the better off we're going to be in terms of driving revenues. But these are the kinds of things that make me happy. But I like getting these stories out there. I like, you know, publicizing and getting that clothing drive to be more successful, that oral cancer screening drive to be more successful, and obviously doctor's offices to be successful. Our goal is to help doctors build practices, build their reputations online, get new patients into the practice and increase them.
So that specific story that you shared is super heartwarming and very tangible, you know, tangible results to your success. And I imagine you see that often when you're working with these practices, as numbers and data is showing you that what you're doing is working. And that's got to feel good to have such a rewarding part in the success. So thank you for that. Anything else you'd like this group to know, Dr. Josh, before we wrap?
Yeah, listen, I think that this is something we have done before, okay? This is really simple. Guys, I don't need you guys to learn my business. It's a very difficult business to learn, okay? And it changes, as I said, all the time. It's very evolutionary. We try and make this as simple for you as we possibly can. All we really need from you is to speak to your doctors, get us a conversation. We take it from there. Our success rates on the close when we do that is great. We want you involved as much as we possibly can. We make it as simple for you guys as humanly possible. So we're very efficient. The more we communicate with you, the more we're successful we're going to be. The more we communicate with your doctors, the more successful we're going to be. So communication with us is always a very important tool. And again, if you have any questions, want to learn about any part of the business, I am always available. One of the things we also love to do, if you guys want to go in armed to, you know, when you're going into a doctor visit, send us the names of the doctors you're going to visit this week. Okay, we will give us a couple of days. We'll do an analysis and we'll send you a report card. And on this report card, we will do a complete analysis. I do it grades like a report card in high school, A, B, C, D, F. Okay. And you'll see we do the 5 or 6 most important things that Google's looking for. And we'll send you a report card. We'll show you how your doctor's performing. You can walk in there and say, hey, you know what? We had our partner company, Doctors Internet, do an analysis for you. Here's where you're sitting. Okay. Some of these things are not so good. Why don't you just have a conversation with Josh? Go from there. That's it.
I can vouch for Dr. Josh's comment that they are responsive and definitely take care of things when they're asked. So there's truth in that statement. So thanks for sharing that. I feel like we learned a lot in this episode about marketing strategies and the dental space from our partners at Doctors Internet. A huge thank you to Dr. Josh for joining me for coffee this morning, very early. Please refer to Seismic for information on how to submit a referral to Doctors Internet and other training materials for Navigate Business Services.